Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Carol Daniel, KMOX News.
You get my roses, Carol?
What?
Boy, please.
They haven't gotten here yet?
Boy.
Are you kidding me?
My goodness.
I bet before
he
five
so...
for sure.
Where are my roses? I tolerate you on Friday. Don't I get something for that? Even some of those, like, I like the chalk hearts. I'll take those.
Did you hear that sigh?
Well, I have scoured the office because still, I think this is really a good idea. And it's a business model I've been working on for 25 years now.
Theft?
No, if someone has flowers.
That's what it sounds like to me, Carol.
It's a fair market value thing. So someone gets flowers delivered today, right, from their husband here at work. Mm-hmm. Or I guess wife. I would offer a little half price action on those roses. You already got the satisfaction of getting the roses. Just tell your spouse you forgot them at work. By the time Monday comes around, they'll be dead anyway. They'll never know. I sell them. You sell them to me. What they cost? A dozen roses today. $80?
It depends.
It depends. Yeah.
Okay. Where you go?
I'll give you 30 or 35. That's a pretty good deal.
First of all, back up to he'll never know. Jane, when you get flowers, don't you take them home?
Yeah,
when you forgot them at work.
Right.
So I was rushed when I got out of work.
You are not going to get me to lie to my husband over $30.
There you go.
35?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Man, 40? You better 40? Add a couple of zeros to that.
I still think it's a good idea.
Lance Romance, but... you better stop by Schmucks. I mean, this
I told
is,
you,
Becky,
that...
if you're listening, I'm really sorry. Wow. I didn't have a chance to stop him before
but
he
does
started
Becky like
on
flowers?
This.
She's not a big manufactured holiday person, period, but I have sent flowers. But see, when I send flowers, it's not for Valentine's Day or birthday. It's more of a surprise.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Okay, so you're capable.
He chooses not to be.
Right.
I had a girlfriend in post-college that told me very angrily, Mark Reardon, you do not have a romantic bone in your body. Which that may or may not be true.
I don't think that's true.
Well, back
Jane,
then,
I mean, surprise
then,
flowers.
Okay.
That means there's, you know, a little bit there.
I went to an event one time, and the man asked the audience of men how many buy red roses, and everybody raised their hands. Then he asked the women in the audience how many of you like red roses, and some raised their hands.
But really? Most don't.
How many of you like yellow roses? Some raise their hands. White
flowers,
roses? Some
right.
raise their hands. How many of you don't like roses at all? And some raise their hands.
Right. The key is to knowing which flowers your wife actually
likes. The key is to knowing your wife.
That's exactly right. Because you know what? Or no flowers at all. Chalk hearts. You know, I receive candy.
Dave, you're being suspiciously quiet on this.
Suspiciously quiet. Are you soaking it all in?
I know my wife.
And what does your wife? Yeah, and?
She likes red roses, but it's not her favorite. So therefore,
what is her favorite?
Her favorite is daisies. Gerber daisies.
I know that.
Good. So I got her those for Valentine's Day. They're sitting on the kitchen table at home right now.
So she'll arrive and she's home by now, is she not? No, she's not home.
Pretty soon she'll be home.
She'll see them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Dave Klein.
Well, thank you. I didn't want to drop
you're
them off at
a better man than the other man.
Hey Klein,
in this room.
In there. I want you back here for a second, but
okay.
I think my wife's gonna call again.
Oh boy.
She's listening a lot all of a sudden. She's like my only listener these days. Let's see. She's texting because she has opinions on flowers, but she's not saying.
The phone is ringing.
All right, Dave, see if
there's the hotline. You don't have to go in there. Go step right over here by Mark
here?
And pick
all
up
right,
the phone.
I could tell you what is in the text, but we'll just let her. she has a unique reason for not wanting flowers that I didn't even think
because
of.
Because they die?
Well, because the cats eat the petals when they fall off, and then the cats might get sick
and then the
or
cats
something
poop
like that. But I'm not making this up, and she's going to tell you this.
You know,
for
my
herself.
Mother doesn't like cut flowers. She likes. My mother had roses in her garden growing up, so she's mm-hmm. always liked plants. She doesn't like cut flowers, and my husband doesn't like cut flowers. My father, 88, loves flowers.
There
so
you go.
She, you know, you're going to have to pay union dues if you're on the show too often. You realize that, Rebecca Reardon.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're doing fine.
You're not paid enough, Rebecca. You're not paid enough. That's all I have to say.
I've always suspected, Becky, that he's a different guy at home.
And you know what I think?
I'm really not, though. That's the problem.
The reason why he wants me on is because these are issues that I agree with him on, and he won't ever text me and say, you should come on when I completely disagree with him, so, you know, about something.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. Smart enough to do that. But, yeah, sure, well, tell people your position on flowers.
I think they're a waste of money. I think that I would rather have... I'm a shoe person. Flowers die. So if you're spending $80, because everybody's doing it last minute. So if you're going through 1-800-Flowers, or sorry if there's a sponsor or something like that, but you're spending like $80 plus, and then they last for maybe a week. Cool. I can't bring them home. Mark and I can't bring them home because we have cats, and they'll eat them and then throw up. So that's not an option
that's
for
gross.
Us.
Yeah.
I would rather have...
Shoes.
A great pair of Nikes or Pumas. Like, they last.
You're awesome.
Not a jewelry person, not a flower person. Cards, I bought 2 cards yesterday, and it was $12.
Cards are out of control.
Cards are just dumb, too.
Cards are totally out of control.
Thank you.
Here's my advice to everybody listening. If you can write a note, get you some cute paper and write a note and put it in an envelope.
And that's great. A note is awesome.
Write a letter, man. Write a letter.
If you would go to a Walgreens right now, or even when you get off work, the guys in the card aisle, somebody should do a reality show.
Deer in headlights.
I witnessed that this morning.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
So, Dave, that sounds like you waited until the last minute.
I already had my card.
Did I got you for Valentine's Day this morning?
I did not.
Oh, what you're burying the lead.
Well, it's chocolate.
Steaks.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm in trouble.
And asparagus.
Yeah, she comes out of the garage, and she has 2 fillets wrapped in bacon from the Corner Butcher, Dave, and Fenton, and
great place.
Right? Yeah, that was very nice. And she's going to make that for me tonight.
That's spectacular.
Wait, making that?
That's a great Valentine's Day gift, I think.
She
hadn't
responded that. No, I think I'm making it. I was just going to see if that worked.
Yeah, you're going to cook it, but I bought it.
All right.
So that was your gift to him, was the steak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to have dinner, stay in, watch a movie. He doesn't have to, like, stress about anything else.
Yeah,
right?
I have a gift.
I'm not telling you what the gift is, but
it better be shoes.
I hope it's not flowers.
It's not flowers.
Listen, Mrs. Reardon, I know full well, and Jane, you know this too, that this is a shopaholic that we have in the studio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
you are Mark.
Well, we are kindred spirits in that regard.
Wow.
That is there are 3 things that we have in common. We love our spouses.
Only 3?
Yes, only 3. We love our spouses. We love our kids, and we love clothes.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
definitely
aligned
on all those.
But, yeah. Becky, you know this, and this is, so I'm not, you can vouch for me. I've told Carol this. Would you say this is a true statement or not, that ever since, in the past 2 years in particular with Alexa, who's almost 5, I'm spending more of my shopping on her than me?
You're still shopping.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you don't know where the clothes go, and then you get angry at me. You're like, where did all the clothes that I bought her go?
Well, I do that.
She's not wearing these outfits.
Right.
So.
Because I provide, not that I provide the outfits, but I pick some pretty cute outfits.
Well,
where
are the clothes going, Mrs. Reardon?
Yeah, where are the clothes going? Thank you, Carol.
She doesn't have much time actually in like the organization of her room, so he just buys them and then throws them on the dining room table and expects them to just
Mr. Reardon
organize themselves.
Well,
huh?
can I tell you, can I confess?
Walk into the drawer.
Yeah.
I'll confess something here. So we have this will sound like I'm an elitist, but I'm going to share this with you anyway, because I am an elitist.
You have
I was going to say, sounds like?
You have a butler.
So I was at, a couple years ago, I was at my doctor's office, and I was just telling her about, you know, stress and things like that. And you know, just things that happen around the house. Like, Dave, I don't know how about your house, but I can do the laundry. I've got laundry in there right now. Becky, did you flip that laundry?
I did,
okay.
Yeah.
But what do we...
that's her doing the laundry.
So, but we can do that part, but we don't like folding. I can't do folding. So my doctor's like, oh, you need a home organizer.
Wait a minute. You were talking to your doctor about you...
About laundry?
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about stuff because, you know...
Ching, ching.
Yeah, and she goes, oh, you need my home organizer, Shannon. I'm like... Yes, I do. So every 2 weeks, Shannon comes, and she's a big KMOX listener. She's probably listening right now.
What did you say when you started this story? This is going to make you sound like a what?
An elitist. So,
watching a Marie Kondo video on YouTube.
Hey, I spend $80 every 2 weeks instead of $80 on flowers. She does the laundry folding. She puts the stuff away in Alexa's room.
You spend $160 a month.
I do spend. I'm just telling you, I'm going to be honest. I spend $160 a month on someone to come over and help. And it's the best $160.
How long is she at your house?
2 hours.
Every 2 weeks?
Okay, to be fair. But
every 2 weeks.
When we hired her, it was when I was commuting. I was working.
Oh, right.
You know, I wasn't even working here. But also, I will completely say this is the best money spent. And Shannon, she walks the dogs. She's amazing. She's actually going to stay with our dogs.
Yeah, she's actually going to house it when we're in Mexico.
She's going to house it for a pet. So
you guys are rolling in dough. I mean, every time I see you, you smell like money.
Come on.
I mean, I learned how to do fancy folding with Marie Kondo. I mean, just go on YouTube. They can show you how to fold
you know,
and
they've got
drawers,
it.
Right?
If I had that, and I may have that kind of money, but I'm putting it into other stuff.
Jane, what's your billable rate?
Oh,
think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's expensive.
So it goes back to time.
But I'm not
right?
an elitist. No, I'm teasing.
I'm telling you, Carol. I'm telling you. I'm
no,
making
like
fun of you,
organize.
And I will continue to make fun of you.
I like
it's
to
just
organize.
Too easy.
It's too easy.
Stop listening.
But I would do it once a month. I would do it. I go to the dry cleaners.
Well,
I spend a ton of money at the dry cleaners.
Right, and I keep thinking about pulling back to once a month, but every time I think about that, I'm like, I need to go four times a month. I almost want to go to four times a month.
Right. No. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've cut back on dry cleaning.
You know what you
Big
could
time.
Do? My birthday's next month.
March 27th. Oh,
March,
my mom's birthday.
You know,
I always
that's the only reason
it.
You
that's
know.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't impress yourself.
Carol needs a gift card.
I need a gift card.
You need a Shannon gift card?
I need a Shannon gift card.
Let me just make something very clear because I mentioned Shannon might be listening.
What?
Shannon, if you're listening right now, Mark takes a fee for referrals.
Oh,
just so you know,
Lord,
there's
whatever.
A small fee. Because I like her, it's going to be, you know, 20% as opposed to 30%. But yeah, there's a little business that we got to do.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mrs. Reardon.
Thank you very much. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Hey, have those steaks cooked rare. I'll be home at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
See ya. Bye. Love
wow.
you.
Never underestimate the charity of a woman. I mean, God bless Becky.
She's a good person.
She's
a really
good person.
She's a great
person.
We're back with more in a moment on KMOX.
You're listening to The Mark Reardon Show.
When you're out of my sight, you must constantly Twitter me exactly what you're up to.
Follow Mark on Twitter at Mark Reardon, KMOX.
Hey, Jane, you know what I did? I was talking about this a little bit on Monday, and I hadn't done it in a long time, and it was really a lot of fun. And it's one of those things, every time you do it, you're like, hey, that was fun. I went bowling on Saturday night.
Fun.
It really was. I went to St. Charles Lanes. It was a charity deal for my friend Bob Womhoff and Timmy's Mountain. They have a great community that they helped really thrive in Honduras on a village there with kids and in getting them education. They have success stories with some of these kids that had gone to their grade school and through high school and eventually to college on scholarships. So it's a great success story, but it really was fun. And Jane, I don't know if you know what it's called in the bowling world, in my bowling world, when you get three strikes in a row, do you know what that's called?
Oh, there is a term for it.
It's called the turkey, Jane.
The turkey.
My first game.
You had a turkey?
Three strikes in a
row.
Nice. And I got into a little bit of actually overperformed based on what I thought with expectations. Hadn't bowled
in a while. Oh, it could go, yeah. Sometimes I could do great and sometimes it's a disaster.
Now, of course, the bumpers were up on the sides, but I don't think that was cheating
no
in any way, shape, or form, right?
Now, have you ever been to the Saratoga, which is in Maplewood?
No, what's that?
It's a second floor bowling alley. It is the best place. It's really old school. It's a lot of fun. And you can do private parties.
Why have I never, I've never even heard of that.
Oh, the Saratoga is awesome. It's in Maplewood and it's on the second floor. So a second floor bowling alley.
Why does that make it better?
It's just, well, because it's just odd. Yeah, it's different. It's just really old school. And they got pool tables and great music and stuff. And we've had parties there and it's great. So
yeah, I had fun. It was really, I need to do it again, I guess. I was out with my little brother from Big Brothers Big Sisters the next day. He was supposed to go with me, but he had a family thing that came up, and we went to, this was one of those deals that's fun too. Have you been to Pole Position to do the go-kart racing?
No, I would
so
do
that's
that
fun.
In a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, you
Where
should do that.
That?
Off of Watson Road, Crestwood area.
Okay, I love that. Now, have you ever done Escape the Room?
No.
Those
Remind me
great.
What that is.
Okay, so you go in with a group of people, and there are clues everywhere, and you have to follow all the clues to figure out how to get out of the room within a certain time. And it's not easy. I mean, they're hard, but you have a group usually of, like, you know, eight people, and you go around the room, and you try to figure out, and you know, and you got to work together, and you have to, you know, think outside the box and figure
Jane,
out
you know
how.
Me pretty well, right?
Yeah,
Do you think in any fantasy world I could survive in that situation?
No, you would probably be the one guy we'd be like, shut up, let's
yeah, exactly,
do this.
Exactly.
But it is fun because I don't know, it's interesting. It's just a different kind of, you know, but I would love go-kart racing.
Well, when you get out, sometimes you get out of your comfort zone. There was a deal a couple years ago. My friend Jeff sent an email or text out to everyone, we're gonna do a special surprise and, you know, who's involved and here's what you need. It's relaxed. But didn't tell us what it was. We go to the place. There's a few of these around. I forget the name of it specifically, but it was a place in Webster where you can create your own paintings. You know what I'm talking about? One of those places.
You mean the painting and the drinking?
Well, this wasn't drinking. Maybe there was drinking.
It's like sipping paint.
Maybe it was like that, but this was more they basically give you one painting. It's a very simple painting that you're going to create. You have your own canvas, right. And what we did that night was a barn. Like it was a
and
barn.
And they show you how to do it.
Yeah.
You go step
and
by step.
I created what I thought was a masterpiece.
I've done a few of those. I've got my horrible works of art laying all over the house, but it is fun.
And mine went for $1.3 million at Sotheby's, but
that's why you had
I had some success. I had some success, but that was an example of something that was really fun. It was out of my comfort zone. I didn't want to do it. I'll be honest. Like
pottery,
canary, but it was
pottery.
Great fun.
Try pottery; that's good too.
I haven't done that since.
I mean,
Cameron Swayze and I did that a long, long time ago. But it's been a while.
Yeah,
if I have to think about it,
yeah,
right?
No,
wasn't that him in that
fun.
Movie with Demi Moore?
Patrick Swayze, not Cameron.
I said
Cameron.
Well, Cameron's his brother, and we used to do pottery together. That's why I said Cameron. I did say Cameron, didn't I?
You did, but it's okay.
I understood what I meant, though, didn't you?
I did. That's
maybe
scary.
Maybe you didn't. Hey, Jane, I have some great news for you. Even though these things are disgusting, they have a new Peeps flavor.
What kind? I got
Peeps tamales. Hot tamales, fierce cinnamon flavored Peeps.
No, that's not okay. I mean, it's stay within your wheelhouse. I got my little heart Peeps this morning, and I was really happy. I opened the package so that they will be properly rotten by later today, and I can eat them.
Here's what this is a story that was out the other day, and website says even if you've never had a hot tamale before, you've definitely seen them hanging around the candy aisle. They kind of look like Mike and Ike's, but they're bright red and they're actually cinnamon flavored, meaning they're hot, like the name. You get it. Anyway, these Peeps, spotted by Instagrammer at Junk Food Mom, take on the spicy flavor of the candy as well as its bright red color. This may seem like an odd combo, but I could totally see it working. This person wrote, sugar helps break down spice, so even if you usually can't handle the heat, this could help. I'm about to go on it, and we'll see. You can track me. Next week, I'm in Vegas, so you'll have to ask. I'm going to Mexico 4 weeks from tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm. Not that I'm jealous.
I love sugar. I mean, I eat a lot of sugar, right?
Oh, I'm
not
the worst.
Peeps.
I'm the worst.
But I get these little donuts, right, in the morning. People don't think I eat junk food because I'm relatively lean, weak and lean, I would say. But I love sugar. I really do.
Donut holes are a good call.
Yeah, right. Tomorrow until Mexico, I'm not gonna say no sugar.
But you're
I'm gonna de-sugarfy for 4 weeks.
Do you know how long? I mean, I've done that before.
And I've done it before too.
And I mean, I want to pass out because I'm such a carboholic, and it does take time to get over. And
well,
it's an addiction.
And let me be clear on this: there's gonna be sugar in some of the things that I eat, but I'm not gonna eat candy.
Like
I'm not
gonna
eat donuts.
Sugar,
right.
Like the processed
that's my
stuff.
Goal for four
right.
weeks, just to
no processed.
Yes, exactly.
God bless you. Let me know how that goes for you.
Might not go well. It might not go well.
I get crabby. And I have full-on physical symptoms when I have to cut out sugar.
So one of the tricks over the years that I've had with desserts, because I do like having a little bit of, chocolate or something after dinner, mm-hmm. after a meal, there are these Reese's dark thins, like dark chocolate thins.
Okay.
And usually I can have two of those. Dave, I taught you that trick, right? And Dave likes them. So, say I eat dinner tonight, and that filet that Becky's going to cook for me, right?
Very nice.
And then keep my fingers crossed.
You're hoping.
And then I'll have two of those, and I'm usually pretty good. But should I allow myself at least that, or should I just cut that out of the mix, too? That's the thing.
Well, I just found some stuff on Amazon that's like these Smart Sweets, which are sweet. They're like gummies, but they don't have sugar. So, So I'm trying to say, okay, can I do these and maybe wean off a little bit? But it's hard when you get into Valentine's Day and Easter, the candy situation,
yeah.
It's like Halloween and Christmas, right? It's tough, especially for people who like Peeps. So, yeah, it's going to be, I wish you all the luck in the world on that.
To give you an example of, and this is terrible nutrition in its laziness. So in the morning, the donuts are usually something I have like six of those, 3 powdered sugar, 3 chocolate, Jane.
The chocolate
sometimes the
are
glaze.
To die
but
for.
But it's got to be the donuts. Like, I don't like the Little Debbie's. I don't like the other brands.
Right.
I like the donuts.
Donuts, right?
But then, after dinner, I'll do some, one of my favorites is almond M&M's. Have you ever had those?
No.
Not the peanut M&M's, the almond M&M's.
No, that's high end. No,
really
I don't
good.
Do that. Are they?
So I'm grabbing candy throughout the course of the day, and I don't have a lot of cookies or things like that. But we're going to try to de-sugarify. I'll let you know. So, Dave, here's the bad news for you. He already knows this. I'm usually on a scale of 1 to 10, 7 or 8 with crabbiness. Right, Dave? This is going to put me to a 12. So just be ready for that here
Dave,
the next couple of weeks.
Get your support group ready, buddy.
I cannot wait, though, to get out of town and go to Mexico. Hey, I'm going to see the Doobie Brothers next week in Vegas. That should be a fun trip,
that
too.
That is great. I love Vegas.
Yeah, weren't you just there?
No, not soon enough. Not recent enough. I'm working on hopefully getting another trip coming up. So
Well, like Mike Claiborne was nice enough a couple of summers ago to introduce me to Mark Russo, who's the current sax player in the Doobie Brothers, and he's a great guy, and he's a big baseball fan. We've hung out the last couple of years, so I'm going to go see him next weekend, catch the Doobies with Michael McDonald.
That's great.
And it should be a good time. I have a really good friend who lives out there, and we'll hang out a little bit, and we'll eat fine food is what I like about Vegas, outside of the gambling and the entertainment, right?
Yes.
But no sugar. No sugar for me. Protein.
I'm sorry.
Protein. We'll take a break. We're coming back with more. We still have number one songs this day in history and audio cut of the day on KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From pitchers and catchers reporting through the final pitch of the spring. Hey, it's Chris Raby. I'm in Florida, and I'll have daily spring training reports mornings and afternoons. Sponsored by Together Credit Union. Share your dreams. We'll share the journey. And by Wilkie Window and Door, the Anderson Window and Door Specialists. On your home, the Cardinals KMO.
We do have an audio cut of the day coming up, and we'll run down the number one songs this day in history. You know, we're talking about sugar and you know, nutrition. I saw this story in the New York Times earlier this week, and I kept it because it's quite staggering. Now, I don't know, you know, you make these predictions into the future, and I'd have to maybe be a little skeptical on the science. But this is a story that says half of us, Jane, face obesity. Dire projection show. A prestigious team of medical scientists has projected that by 2030, which is, this is sort of a moot point because by 2030, we're not going to be here anyway because the climate is melting away. So keep that in mind. Nearly one in two adults will be obese and nearly one in four will be severely obese. The estimates thought to be, again, this is according to this story, particularly reliable as the team corrected for current underestimates of weight given by individuals in national surveys. In as many as 29 states, the prevalence of obesity will exceed 50%, with no state having less than 35% of residents who are obese. That is quite staggering from a lot of different perspectives, including, obviously, first and foremost, healthcare and the effects that it's going to have into the future.
I mean, I would say, you know, some would argue that it's as bad, if not worse, than smoking. I mean, and that it's
personally, I think it is.
I think health people believe it is too. I mean, that sitting is as bad as smoking. I mean,
so what do you think? One of the things they focus now, I'm in principle opposed to these things, but let me just toss it out because this has been tried, and I think it failed miserably in Chicago. But you have experts in this particular piece in the New York Times, for example, talking about, and there's this guy in here who's a doctor, and he weighs in, and here's the paragraph. With a third of meals now being eaten out, the doctor, Dr. Black is his name, suggested that prompting restaurants to gradually, surreptitiously surreptitiously. Thank you.
Surreptitiously.
I can't even say. Reduce the amount of fat, sugar, and calories in their meals they serve could help put the brakes on societal weight gain. Menus could make healthier, lower-calorie meals the default option. I don't know that that's going to happen. And that's one of the issues. You know, you
but
go out
you
to restaurants and
though?
You just eat probably thousands of calories in fat.
Well, and it's funny because I've gone to restaurants where they actually put the calories on, and it has changed my decisions. So I will see something like you get one of those Bloomin' Onions, which I love those, and there is zero good about them. But I mean, they're like, you know, 8,000 calories.
You ever see those nachos that they have at Busch Stadium?
Right. And
people
like
come back.
A Brazilian calorie.
Exactly.
Right? So given information, I switch my decisions. I don't believe in limiting people. I don't believe in saying they can't have soda.
Right.
I don't believe in any of that. But I do believe that giving people information about what they're eating, I think that goes a long way. I think people really don't know how bad the food is that they're eating. And I'm one of those people. So when I get disclosures, that does affect me. And I think disclosure is not a bad thing. Telling people what they're eating, that's not a bad thing.
So look, here's where it's on display for me. If you go to a public pool, and we have a membership to the rec center in Fenton because we live out there, mm-hmm. and you just look around at these kids, and they say in this article, they point out that even as early as 2 years old, you have kids who are, you know, exhibiting signs of obesity, not just being a little chubby, but obesity. And then it gets worse. And you see 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids that are enormous.
It is sad because
how do you get out of that pattern? Now, part of the problem is poverty is part of the problem because if you don't have money.
It is expensive to eat.
Good.
Extremely.
Well, yes. So you
really
fast
bad.
Food and you don't pay attention and you do drink a lot of soda. I think that people don't realize sometimes how much regular caloric soda has in it. In other words, not the diet stuff.
That's one thing that I've severely cut back on, a soda.
Well, I drink Diet Coke, and that means I have a big brain tumor in my head, but that's okay.
That, you know,
at least I'm skinny, Jane. At least I'm skinny. Have you ever lied when you've applied for a job about your skills? I never have, but apparently a lot of people do. Listen to this.
Job seekers lie the most about skills, past skills. They pretend to have them. About 60% of people will do that. Inflated GPAs or inflated roles, past roles, about half of them will do that. What they lie the least about is past achievements. Only 25% of job seekers will do that.
Well, here's why I haven't lied about skills in the past. I don't have any skills, so
it makes it real easier.
Difficult to lie about skills, right?
Just don't do a resume at all, right?
That is Yves Lermoussi, who is the CEO of Checkster. I'm thinking there's a lot of embellishment that goes on, though, with job applications, right?
Okay, everybody spins, but I mean, like, specific. Well, first of all, if you say you have skills and then you don't have them, I mean, you're going to get busted, right? I mean, you know, I guess if you're dumb enough to lie about something that's verifiable, you're going to get busted and that will be taken care of. But wow, that's a high number.
I've heard stories of people, and I can't remember, there's even been some actors who have told stories about enhancing their ability to do a role.
Oh, people lie about getting Purple Hearts. People lie. I mean,
that's a little bit more nefarious. I'm just talking about, you know, you're throwing in a white little lie to someone to make them think that you're capable of doing the job when you kind of know that you're still capable of doing the job. You just need that opportunity.
Right.
I'm not encouraging people to lie or misrepresent.
No,
I'm just saying sometimes that's the motivation. Oh, sure, I can code or whatever the situation might be.
I'm proficient in Excel.
Yeah.
Well, I will be by the time I start. Right. I don't know. I think you get busted. Somehow, some way, I think karma takes care of that.
We talked about this on the Reardon Roundtable a little bit, but here is Jim Crane. He's the owner of the Houston Astros, and a lot of people are talking about these apologies that happened from the Astros and how they're maybe a little bit tone deaf right now. This is the owner of the Astros.
You know, our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay, so bad. Very remorseful for cheating, right?
I'm sure the Dodgers agree with you. I mean, we're cheaters, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, we're cheaters, nanny-nanny boo-boo, it doesn't matter.
And we won.
Jim Carrey.
There is something to be said for that. They need an asterisk.
Well, I agree. Jim Carrey, he's in the new movie Sonic the Hedgehog. I'll review that with Paul Hall at 420. By the way, pretty good family movie, I will tell you that. He was doing an interview with someone by the name of Charlotte Lawn, with Heat Magazine and said this, because Sonic has a bucket list. The hedgehog in this movie has a bucket list. So, Jim Carrey, do you have a bucket list?
And in the film, Sonic has a bucket list. And I was wondering, after all you've done in your career and in your life, is there anything still left on your bucket list?
Just you.
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
That's it. It's all done now.
I don't know what to say to that.
Just own it.
Okay, I'm owning it now.
Is that creepy or funny?
Probably a little both.
I think it's a little of both, too.
A little of both. I mean,
Carrey
is at the end
Jim
of the
Carrey.
World. I mean, he's being, it's not like, I mean, it's not like he's doing anything.
But you can't, man, you cannot do that anymore. You can't even be playful because.
How about when, was it Gronk who was being interviewed by someone and they said something? He straight up hit on her, like, you know, somebody interviewing him and you know, and nobody really complained. I mean, that was more creepy than this. I mean, this
Jim Carrey's kind of creepy anyway.
Yeah, he's goofy.
And then, and I will say,
Isn't he married to Jenny McCarthy or no? Was I wrong?
I don't think anymore. Right?
Were they married or
can't
together?
Keep track?
I can't.
But he's just bizarro, man. He's like weird. But
he's Andy Kaufman.
He was pretty good. Yeah, exactly.
That was
a great role for him. And by the way,
perfect.
Apropos, right? Exactly.
Absolutely perfect.
If you never read Bob Zemuda's book on Andy Kaufman, he was like the sidekick for Andy Kaufman. Dig that book up. It is fantastic. It's one of the best books I've ever read.
I like biographies kind of about real people.
Well, and it's sort of, that is a biography to a certain extent. It really tells the behind the scenes stories. And then there's Will Ferrell. So Will Ferrell's in a movie. I'm going to give this up because I'm going to try to save some of you. He is. He ain't funny in this movie, downhill, and here's the problem. So it's being marketed as a romantic comedy. I've seen Julia Louis.
Is this where he's skiing with me?
Yes, with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
No, that's me.
Jane's doppelganger.
Right.
So
it's
here's the deal.
It's not funny?
No. Let me be very clear. This movie is being marketed as, hey, it's a romantic comedy. Take your Valentine's date. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have tickets for this movie tonight and you are in a relationship.
If it's a romantic thing,
if it's a relationship that may be a little bit rough around the edges, you'll probably be calling a divorce attorney at the end of this movie. It's a big downer of a movie that's based on, it's loosely based on a very, very good Swedish movie from a few years ago called Force Majeure. And it deals with Will Ferrell's character and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. They are in marital strain, if you will. They have two kids. They're on a ski trip, and there's an avalanche that looks like it's going to hit them. And Will Ferrell's character dives for the, you know, safety and leaves his family stranded. So basically, there's more tension that happens between the two characters. So it's a very serious movie. It's a bit of a black comedy, if you will. It's a dark comedy. There are moments.
War of the Roses?
It is not a good movie, though.
You remember War of the Roses?
Yeah, but that's a true black comedy, and that was very good movie.
This was, like, not supposed to be, but it ends up being
They get the tone wrong, completely wrong.
Really?
But I bring it up because
I love both of them.
I'm telling you, don't go to this movie if you think you're going to see something light and funny. It is not that. And if you really want to see a good movie, rent Force Majeure. Find that because it's a much better movie. You know the guy in Game of Thrones? I can't remember his name, with the big beard, the ginger beard. He's been in commercials as well.
Oh,
you know him as soon as you saw him.
He was in love with Brienne of Tarth?
Yes.
Great guy.
So
who was it?
I can't remember the actor's name, but he was in the original. He was one of the key.
Okay.
He plays the role that in this movie Zach Woods plays. Zach Woods is a very funny actor. He's probably one of the better parts of this movie. He's from Silicon Valley. You know, if you watch that show. But the guy from Game of Thrones and from the original plays a little role. There's a cameo in here. But here's Will Ferrell last night talking about the Oscars on The Late Show.
It was a fun night. It was so glamorous. Let me set the stage. Had to present at 6:45. Was there at 6:15. Was home eating a slice of pizza with a beer in my hand at 7:05. That's
nice.
That's the glitz. That's the glamour of Hollywood. Yeah.
You've been the Oscars many times once.
I have. Since. I've been many times.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you remember the first time? What was the...
The first time, I don't know. I must have been presenting something. I think we just got invited to go. My wife and I were like,
wow,
we got to go.
Right.
Legally, you have to. If you're a member of the Hollywood showbiz community, you have to go.
Right.
It's like jury duty for us. And you can only put it off so long.
It is kind of like jury duty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Were you okay with the format of the show without a host, or does it need a host? There's part of it that I like without the host.
Yeah, I do too. But I think of like Billy Crystal or, you know, the opening with all the best movie nominees. And so I sort of miss that. But I don't miss you know, as soon as someone's announced, the pouncing begins. And I mean, why would anyone do it, first of all?
So, no, right.
I don't even know that there's a choice, because what poor soul would say, oh, yeah, tag me. I'll put myself through that.
Exactly. Nobody at this point, apparently. I think the agents are even trained. Uh-uh. We're not taking that call. 347, we have number one songs, audio cut of the day still to come here this afternoon. Traffic with Frank coming up.
Whiplash propelled us into a time warp, Captain. Backward.
This is a Flashback Friday. Flashback. Number one songs of the 70s. To today.
They don't make music like that anymore.
With Mark Reardon on KMOX.
Jay number one in 1970 on this date. Fly and the Family Stone. Cool song, right?
Yeah.
You know, the 70s get a bad rap for some bad music, and there was plenty, but I think every decade has its bad music. Well, there is that, right? I like that song. It's good. All right, and then we get to this song. You should have seen Dave Klein's face on this one. I can't remember if you were here when this was number one.
Well, let's see.
1980.
Do that to me. Oh, wow. One more. Wow.
Oh, it's the Captain and Tennille. I had a crush on Tony Tennille, though.
I mean,
come on.
Yeah, but I mean, this
did you like the Captain? Did you like Daryl Dragon?
No, he was creepy.
Wait, what's that, Dave? Wait, what did he... Oh, he said... Did you say something inappropriate?
Creepy.
He can't even tell... What did you say?
Oh. Hey. We wouldn't have respected it.
No,
he
must have been good, though, because he's laughing giddily to himself in there.
We're not
1990.
Even to the 90s. Oh, a little Paul.
Paula Abdul, pre-medicated Paula Abdul.
You don't know, she could have been medicated. Yeah, it could have made her more functional.
I always liked her medicated. I really did. 2000. I knew I loved you before. Ugh. I know this song, but
really?
Sometimes you hear these, you're like, okay, maybe that was a number 25 song of a period. Savage Garden.
Yeah, I knew I loved you. They had Truly Madly Deeply, which is a good song.
No
this
idea.
Is awful.
Yeah, it is. 2010.
Don't stop me.
Yeah. But it's interesting because Kesha,
love her,
kept this song out of the number one spot, which is kind of amazing when you think about it.
Yeah.
That's hanging at number two, Lady Gaga. I don't know if it ever overtakes, but we'll find out. And then number one right now.
Has this been like number one for
Roddy
like
Rich,
a month?
This thing.
Okay,
I
see
don't...
ya. Go back to the 60s.
Maybe we just go from
60s through... Should we cut out the current?
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe that's what I want to do.
So let me... I don't know if I can
do
this
well
quickly. I was going to try to put something together for this, and now I don't know if I can do it. I was just going to say that there is a band out there that I love so much called The Lone Bellow, and they had a new record that came out just a week ago today, and I think it's just fantastic. It's one of the best records they've done. They're along the lines of, you know, if you are a Mumford & Fan son or anything like that, they're really, really good acoustic, if you will. And I'm trying to find a song to play. I guess I'll play this one here. But that's my musical recommendation from the new album Half Moonlight, which came out last week, The Lone Bellow. They do not have a St. Louis date yet on the calendar, which is a little disappointing. See if I pulled something up or not. I think I didn't. Anyway, that was a bad planning on my part. Jane, we got to do this too.
Yeah. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
And it's sponsored by the Good Feet Store, pain relief and comfort to fit any budget. We'll go with Bill Barr here today, talking about the president's tweets.
I have a problem with some of the tweets. To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
What percentage of things
he's
in the last
get fired.
Well, what percentage of things in the last 3 years have happened because of a tweet by the president? 90%?
A lot.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Enjoy Valentine's Day.
I will.
Total Information PM is coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum
minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.